Let's turn the clock ahead to 1968. Willis Conover talks with Satchmo, Louis Armstrong.
Louie?
Yeah, Daddy, what'd you say there?
Happy when you're here.
Well, you know, it's always a good chat when we meet, you know. We dig so much in music and, you know, so much about all these cats that plays good music, you know.
I learned it all from you, like everybody else.
Well, like all them boys that's in that jazz festival there. It was in New Orleans, wasn't that something?
Yeah, you broke it up.
About a month ago, yeah. That was at the Municipal Auditorium. And old Woodrow Herman and Duke Ellington and Dave Brubeck and Gary Mulligan, Danny Vosk, and Santo Pecoraro, Paul Barbarin, George Lewis, Armin Hogg, and Shoggy. So you know that was something there, Pops.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, and quite nicely, New Orleans has changed a lot since I was born, 1900. But I stayed there. I didn't leave till I was 19 with Fate Marable on the boats. And after about 9 or 10 years, I returned to fled the Suburban Garden, you know. And never forget opening night. It's out there by the levee, you know. 5,000 Negroes on that levee listening that opening night of ours. And there's white boys that I grew up with. There's all there, you know, grew up and took over their family's business and places like that. And man, the minute I walked right on that floor, you thought the walls was going to be... Edifer, Satchel, oh boy. 20 minutes before I would open my mouth. And I start making my own announcements, you know, in the early days, you know, radio. I thought it was great. I had my own ball team, you know.
Well, Pops, you were born on July 4th, 1900 in New Orleans, and I'm wondering, how old were you before you stopped thinking they were shooting off firecrackers to celebrate your birthday?
Well, you mean stop thinking or start thinking?
Either way.
Because, I mean, they ain't never stop. I mean, just they celebrate every year, New Year's Eve, and if you got an old shotgun or anything, you just go in the backyard and blaze away. Oh, they have a lot of fun down there during the holidays, as far as that's concerned, you know.
Well, fun in New Orleans is a bare necessity, isn't it?
That's right. That's the number I did for the Academy Award.
That's right.
For the people here.
Bare necessity.
And we do it here at the Latin Quarters, too. It's very nice.
How about doing it now?
Well, I'll sing you for a couple of lines. See, look for bare necessities. Simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes to make the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
you knocked out the band there, Louie. They didn't even come in with you.
Yeah.
Well, now they got the feeling. Let's let them kick it off and have you do it again.
Oh, they'll come back later, you know.
Right. Here we go. Louis Armstrong and the band, Bare Necessity.
Oh, wonderful. Necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipes. Make the bare necessities. till the night. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, bare even necessities, have the bare necessities of life. Just relax in my backyard. And if you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. Don't fill your time just looking around for something you want that can't be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not even thinking about it. Tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you, will come to you, will come to you, will come to you.
Louis Armstrong and Bare Necessities. We'll hear more of Willis Conover's interview with Louis Armstrong in just a moment. Now back to our Jazz Hour program on Willis Conover, the man and his music, and his 1968 interview with Louis Armstrong. Willis Conover asks Mr. Armstrong about his plans to work with Barbara Streisand on the motion picture version of Hello, Dolly.
Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Louis, what have you been doing lately?
I'm still blowing and singing for the folks, you know. And we're right here at the Latin Quarters and having a ball. These audiences are just something wonderful. And we leave right from here and we go into Hollywood to do Hello, Dolly with Barbara Streisand. At least I am, you know.
Now, in heaven's name, why would they want Louis Armstrong in Hello, Dolly?
I guess they just want me to get in there, you know, and wail a few choruses or so, you know.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's a funny thing. When they take the road companies of Hello, Dolly out on the road, people say, come up afterward to the star and say, where was Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, they think I'm in the show.
Yeah, but you will be in the movie.
Well, I'm in the movies, yeah. It's going to be nice because I've rehearsed the arrangement of Hello, Dolly. It might be a finale. It's a long deal, you know. And Barbara and I, we all in there. It's something nice. I think it's going to be a good arrangement because Lenny Hidden is the director and Gene Kelly. I mean, Lenny Hidden is the musical director. He's got the orchestra. And Gene Kelly is the director of the picture. So all my cats are there, you know, and I know all the musicians in the band, so when we rehearse for us, music's flying everywhere. It's so pretty, you know?
Well, Bob, how about warming up for the theme song of Hello, Dolly now?
Okay. Hello, Dolly.
All right, and with accompaniment. Here we go.
Oh, it's nice to have you back where you belong.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. Mighty glad you're back where you belong. Looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. Keep blowing, still blowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying, the band
Louis Satchmo Armstrong from a 1968 interview.